Hey, it's Deucey, and today we're talking about fear. Let's get into it. Fear is a emotion. It is a state of being. It is a mindset. It is a lifestyle. Fear is even a choice. Fear is something that has been used against humans for generations. Fear is something that has limited the human race throughout these past generations. Fear is something that has stopped many people from being themselves or even being great, I should say. There are plenty of different variations of fear. Fear to disappoint, fear to fail, fear of succeeding even. There are many different variations of fear, and I can't get to every single different variation of it, but we will get into a couple of different variations throughout the episode. The difference between fear and uncertainty. Uncertainty is to doubt yourself, to second guess yourself, to not trust your gut feeling. Fear is to be paralyzed, to be stuck, and to not want to take that next step in whatever situation or whatever dream you have planned out. Fear is something that chains us down, whether that is emotionally, physically, or spiritually. Fear is something that can put a limit on the human mind and the human soul. Fear can make you go backward and lose progress. Fear can also stop your progress temporarily. I'm not going to say fear can stop your progress permanently. Fear is a mindset that can be created by yourself, or it can be forced upon you by somebody else. Fear is something that tells you that you can't, or something that isn't possible, or something, or maybe that you're not even capable. Fear is that devil on your shoulder, I should say, that stops you from gaining more progress and gaining more achievements. Fear is a very powerful part in manipulation. People use fear to manipulate others by putting this fear in them by that telling them that they can't or that they're not capable. Fear can influence you to do something that you normally wouldn't do, something that is outside of your nature, I should say, your spiritual nature. Fear is something that can dictate your life. Fear is not only used for manipulation, but it is also used for control. It can make you make decisions that you normally wouldn't make. Fear not only can manipulate, but it is also very controlling. It is a very controlling emotion. It can dictate your life, whether that is mentally or spiritually. It can make you become a fearful person. When I said fear can dictate your life, that can be in your relationships, your friendships, your even your religion, your spirituality. Fear can dictate your life. It can make you a fearful person so that you live in fear. Your decisions are made out of fear. Your voice, your words are sprouted from fear. Fear is weaponized by religion, law, social media, things of that caliber. Fear is weaponized on a daily basis, and we do not have this awareness of it. Even in advertisements, fear is weaponized. A lot of people are living a fearful life because they are scared of the unknown. Fear is weaponized on a daily basis. A lot of people live their lives through fear because they are scared of the unknown. They are scared of judgment or other people's judgment. People are living these fearful lives because they have a book that tells them that they cannot live a sinful life. This fear of this type of judgment from this or these gods or these people can tend to take them off their path of destiny, take them off their path of life. This type of living of this fearful life is not a healthy habit for anybody. It's not healthy for anybody. To live in fear of being judged or being talked about, and these fears of rejection and judgment and or being hurt tends to make people make decisions that they would never make with a clear mind. This fear can cloud your vision. It can cloud your mental space and make you do things that you would never do with a clear mind or a clear perception of life. Fear, like I said, is very powerful. Fear can even take down one's dreams by simply telling you that your dreams are not realistic or that your dreams cannot become reality. People will always, or I should say some people will always laugh at dreams or tell you that your dreams are unachievable. They will use this fear to try to take away your dreams or try to numb your dreams. People try to use this fear because they know how powerful it really is. People understand that fear can keep somebody in their comfort zone and keep that person far away from their dreams. People understand that this fear can temporarily disregard their dreams or temporarily destroy their dreams. I say temporarily because once you get over this hump of fear and get over this feeling of fear, once you begin to grasp reality and understand that this fear is only an emotion, that is when you overcome fear and when you conquer fear, I should say. Fear is very, very contagious. If you hang around a lot of fearful people, people that are scared to take that next step, then you are most likely to be a fearful person. You are most likely to have these habits of fear. Like I said before, fear is powerful. It can be used to manipulate and control. Some people don't even know that they're controlling or manipulating with this fear. They are simply just living their fearful life, but they are having effects on these people that have courage or that have confidence. They might not even know that this fear is infecting these courageous and these confident people. Fear is contagious, but if you have an awareness of it and you have an understanding of it, you have a knowledge of it, you will not be controlled by it and you will not be manipulated by it. I've said in a previous video before to sit in silence with your emotions or your feelings, I should say. Fear is one of these emotions that you have to sit with. Fear is an emotion that you have to have experience with, that you have to have understanding about. You have to understand where this fear comes from. What is the origin of this fear? And why does it control you so much? And why are you so fearful of this thing or whatever situation you're fearful of? You have to sit with these emotions and begin to analyze them. You have to analyze this fear and understand, why do I fear this? Or who might have put this type of fear in me? And no matter what type of fear it is, you have to analyze it. You have to come to an agreement with it that it is not you. Fear is not you, and it cannot, or it should not, control you. You should always have an awareness of it and have the ability to control it and to move forward without that fear. That fear should not be able to paralyze you anymore. You should be able to grow from it. You should be able to expand from it and leave that comfort zone. Leave that zone of fear. Me personally, I don't believe fear is a good thing. I don't believe it is a healthy thing. But I do know that in some situations where you are filled with fear and where you are so scared, you tend to think things through a little more. For some people, fear can help them begin to take in their situation. Sometimes this fear can help them observe the situation, like I said, analyze, and then begin to move forward. For some people, fear can help. And for some people, fear can, like I said, get them stuck or get them paralyzed. I can't tell you if fear is a good or a bad thing, but I will say to stay in this feeling of fear, to stay fearful and to live a fearful life, that is not healthy. That will not help you progress or grow or even expand. There is a difference between fearing somebody and respecting somebody. Respecting somebody is you honor their being. You honor their truth, their way of life. That, to respect somebody, is completely different from fear. We should all rather be respected than feared. You shouldn't want to be feared by somebody. Fear is being scared to do something or say something around this person because you're scared of their response or their reaction or what they can do to you. People love being feared because being feared gives them power. Being feared can hide one's true self. People would rather be feared than respected, because when they are feared, they have control over you. They have a certain power over you because they know that you're scared and they know that you're too scared to take action. Like I said, that fear will paralyze you, and they know that. They understand the power of fear. And that is something that a lot of people in today's society use against other people, is fear, because they know that they will not take action against that person who is feared. A lot of people who are dictators or even presidents or certain leaders of other countries use this fear because they know that their people will not take action against that being that is feared. And I want to leave you with a few questions as we come to our conclusion. You may be asking, how do you face fear? Like I said before, you have to analyze it. Analyze the fear and the origin of it. And why do you fear this? Also, ask yourself, is this fear, is it realistic? Does it actually hold power in your reality? Is this fear going to control you? Is it going to stop you? Or will you learn from this fear? Will you grow from this fear? The fear should not stop you from growing and being you. It should not stop you from living and experiencing life. You are more powerful than you know. This fear cannot stop you from being powerful. And everybody deals with fear. So you might be asking me, how do I manage my fear? There are many different ways to manage and take control of this fear. To manage, I should say, or take control, things that you love to do, things that bring you joy, things that make you become creative, things that make you want to try something new, or things that simply bring you peace. For some, it might be meditation. For some, it might be painting or drawing, making music, playing an instrument. There are many different ways to manage with this fear. How do I manage my fear, you might be asking? Like I said, I analyze it, and I take into consideration, why am I feeling this way about whatever I am fearing? Whether that is a situation or a person, I always look at things with an understanding aspect or understanding view. When I look at my fears, I take a second and I really ask myself, why do I fear this? And why is this so fearful to me? And once I do that, once I get a good grasp on the answers for those questions, I begin to move forward with that newfound information, and I tend to live with that. I tend to continue living. And as I continue to live, that fear tends to just go away. It tends to not exist. Those are my questions. Please let me know what you think. Leave me a question on the One Institution Network. Those are my questions. Let me know what you think. Leave me some questions on the One Institution Network or send me a DM on Instagram. It's Derek. The E and my name is a 3. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on the One Institution Network. I hope this helped you. Love you. Peace.